saving near $12.5 million per month when it comes to spending money at the grocery store. The goal is to get that grocery food sales tax down to zero by the year of 2025. In a statement from State Representative Adam Smith, the chairman for the House Tax Committee, he said, quote, we want to take a look at the out years and the longevity to make sure we're not going too far too fast. As I say, they're trying to act with caution and make sure that they're being responsible at a statewide level. The original sales tax on food in the state was at 6.5% before the legislation passed. According to Kansas Governor Kelly, she says that shoppers have already saved close to $500 million in tax reductions.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at winnegardrilling.com.
Between Christmas and holiday, it's still time to receive some of those last-minute Christmas gifts and cards coming through the mail, as one individual here in the state of Kansas has written more than 8,000 Christmas cards being sent to military servicemen and women across the world.
God bless you and keep you safe is my prayer for you. Grandma Mary, McPherson, Kansas. I think I only had 7,000 the first year, but then I had 8,000 last year and 8,000 again this year. There's so many heartaches and broken homes, and people went to the service because it was something else for them to do, you know, to get. And they won't hear from family because they've lost their connection.
That audio from Cake News is that was 96-year-old Mary Peterson from the McPherson area, where she says she started the project back in 2020, where she sent more than 24,000 Christmas cards to military members around the world since. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. At their city council meeting earlier this week, the city of Woodsonia says that they have officially submitted their application to be part of the Good Life community in the state of Nebraska.
This made our Good Life application to the state of Nebraska to form a Good Life district yesterday. And we're excited to, take the initial steps on the project.
That is Director of Development and Partner Mitch Holland on Central News Nebraska, where they submitted their application for a near $550 million redevelopment project for the community. They say the project would include a 400-plus acres of mixed-use development area that would include a blend of residential, commercial, retail, sports, recreation, and entertainment components, where they say it could potentially draw in over 300,000 out-of-state visitors each year. They say if approved, the project would be located just north part of the town surrounding the historic Veterans Cemetery and Veterans Home. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierkin. County offices will be closed through Monday. Staff will be in the building Friday for year-end closeout at the courthouse, but offices and services to the public will not be available. Reopening planned Tuesday, January 2nd. Marysville City Council met Wednesday and approved a $14,000 study of water and sewer rates with a goal of establishing a more sufficient capital outlay program for improvements and better fund water and sewer projects through usage fees as opposed to sales tax funding. On a related track, approval was given to pursue a state grant for up to $1.4 million toward the Lagoon Project upgrade, which is being done. It's understood the funding is available retroactively and may be funded at a reduced amount to the request, pending limited funds available. Mayor Todd Fry has spoken with a developer who has expressed interest in exploring options for the Kester Block and could relieve the city of landlord responsibilities and further development of currently vacant space on the upper floors. Fry urged transparency with any conversations and asked for and received council consent that he and the city administrator further the conversation. Discussion included the potential for updating restrooms in the city park. The matter was referred to Parks and Recreation for consideration and may be a candidate for Pony Up Match Day funding as a future fundraising option. Council also discussed the option of moving forward in exploring grant and or historic tax credit funding for the WPA chapel in the city cemetery, which is currently used for storage. Mayoral appointments were approved, including Curtis Spicer to the Airport Advisory Committee, Valerie Prell, Debbie Henderson, and Shannon Borgman to the Cemetery Board. For Convention and Tourism, April Spicer and Woody Wallstrom to second terms, as well as Danny Ackerman and Kelsey Smith. Jeff Christ to the Kester Block Advisory Board. And for Fire Chief Don Ballman, Deputy Chief Joe Pilsel, and Assistant Chief Alex Rumbeck. Blue Rapids Community Action Team has been awarded a Kansas Department of Commerce Strategic Economic Expansion and Development Grant in the amount of $12,000 to be used for community vibrancy, food and retail expansion, and public libraries. Through the grant, the committee is looking at assisting Riverside Market with a new freezer and cooler, shelves for the city library, and new city welcome banners. Seneca City Council is continuing pursuit of outdoor fitness courts, with 70% of the projected $205,000 total cost currently funded, including city match of $50,000 in grants from Blue Cross Blue Shield and $40,000 in private local contributions, leaving a balance of $60,000 to be funded. A location near the aquatic park is suggested for the facility, which will include outdoor exercise fixtures developed by the National Fitness Campaign for all ages and skill levels for strength and agility training. 22nd Judicial District Chief Judge John Weingart has been reappointed through 2025 and will continue serving Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties as one of 29 chief judges reappointed by the Kansas Supreme Court. Kansas Department of Transportation is urging safe and sober driving practices this New Year's Eve, reminding folks to make arrangements before heading out for any activities with alcohol involved. Washington County Saddle Club has announced their annual rodeo is scheduled June 14th and 15th, and the Hanover Days of 49 will be July 4th, 5th, and 6th.
E. Joyce Johnson, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away December 25th. Celebration of life service Saturday, 10:30 at Salem Lutheran Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Johnson. Marilyn L. Petrie, age 89, of Centralia, passed away December 26th. Celebration of life service Wednesday, January 3rd, 11 a.m. at Centralia Community Church West. Interment in the Centralia Cemetery, Popkins Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Petrie. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey and cheese sandwich, tomato soup, celery with carrots, and fresh fruit. They are closed Monday for New Year's. Tuesday's menu, ribs with kraut, seasoned potatoes, mixed vegetables, and plums. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So, let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Mostly sunny into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s, then partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Sunny but cooler into Sunday with our highs in the mid 20s and mid 30s, then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the single digits and upper teens. Sunshine into Monday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s, then staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying mostly sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the mid 30s and mid 40s, and partly cloudy skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Still staying partly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Conditions still staying drier throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December, 40, record high on this date 69, the average low 20 and the record low 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:12. It's 28 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 29th of December. KNDY News Time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Serve something memorable this holiday season with Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Prime rib for holiday dinners. Pre-order yours at Tony's. The best assortment of beef, chicken, pork, and seafood, also offering ice-cold beer. Meat always fresh, never frozen all year round. Order your holiday meat and cheese trays for the party or as a gift for a special business, customer, or family member in town. Gift baskets or gift certificates available and perfect for everyone. Stop by Tony's Meat Market today along Highway 36 across from the Superwash in Marysville.
The Wildcats, the Wolf Pack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl, live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida.
There's the snap to him. He retreats, throws it over the middle. Wide open is Giddens. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Peter, Wildcat touchdown. Good snap from Plattner, and K-State will fake it and run. Luber to the 40, to the 45, to midfield, to the 45, to the 42. Oh, my, what a play by the Wildcats. Fakes to throw, runs to the 10, to the 5, to the goal line, to the touchdown mark. Touchdown, Wildcats. There's the snap, and Armstrong to throw. Hammered. He is hit and dropped by B.J. Payne. Back to throw, Armstrong into the middle. That throw is intercepted. It's picked off by Jacob Parrish. And the Wildcats have knocked off NC State, our final, 28-19.
The Kansas State Wildcats, the 2023 Pop-Tarts Bowl champions.
The Jayhawks, the Runnin' Rebels. It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
Bean claps his hands from the gun, fakes a handoff to high shot, wide open. He's got a man. It's Luke Grimm. Touchdown, Kansas. Home run ball over the top. Grimm's got it at the 25-yard line. It's a home run hit at Chase Field.
Ayava wrestled and throws low. Is it picked off? Yes. Intercepted. Craig Young's got it. Here goes LJ down the left sideline. Cuts it back at the 25-20. He's going to go. Lawrence Arnold to the end zone.
The final 3 seconds drip off the clock, and you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win the first bowl victory in 15 years for the Kansas Jayhawks.
The Kansas Jayhawks, the 2023 Guaranteed Rate Bowl champions.
You, the Jayhawk listeners all across Jayhawk Nation, deserve this.
Ring in the new year with a blast at Venue 36 in Marysville's New Year's Eve party. Doors open at 7 p.m. with live music by Susie and the Reckless at 8:30. Cash bar, drink specials, party favors, and a champagne toast at midnight. $15 cover charge and reserve your table on Facebook. Party into the new year with Venue 36 in Marysville.
K-State fans, Big 12 play is almost here. Don't miss the men's basketball team hosts the Big 12 newcomer UCF on Saturday, January 6th in Bramlage. Catch this season's conference opener for just $40 with a general admission ticket. Order now at 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
For some, the year brought sharply lower farm income. Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. 2023 brought sharply lower incomes for most producers, as USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
As farmers close the books on 2023, many of those spreadsheets are showing that overall U.S. farm income in 2023 came down significantly.
But it came down from a level in 2022 that was record high.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says net cash income for producers this year will come in at just under $158 billion, a 21% drop from 2022. But
still well above the average of the last couple decades. And an interesting fact here is also that the last three consecutive years of farm income are the highest three farm income years in my lifetime.
Lifetime. Okay, so Seth, just how old are you then?
I'm not as young as I like to think I am. How about that?
Okay, but we did check the income report, and 2021, 22, and 23 are the highest three consecutive farm income years in 50 years. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Next, we see the Mormon Church has sparked some backlash from local farmers after snapping up about 370,000 acres of prime ranch land in Nebraska. The Utah-based religious organization now owns at least $2 billion worth of agricultural terrain across the country and now owns an estimated $134 million worth of agricultural land in Nebraska and is on track to surpass CNN founder Ted Turner as the single largest landowner in the country. Nebraska Farmers Union President John Hansen told news outlets that the land grab was artificially driven up land prices and forcing out some local farmers, saying, quote, it's not fair competition when folks bring in that much outside money and bid against local farmers and ranchers. And that's not just in Nebraska. The church is likely the largest landowner in Florida as well after buying almost 383,000 acres of timberland.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 50.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State continues to spend time researching topics important to Kansas and agriculture producers. Director of Research for K-State Research and Extension, Jane Hsu, discusses a little bit of work that has been done at Kansas State University. She talks about the value of collaboration in research for the university and Kansans.
on the ground, collaboration across the university, I think, is at an all-time high, and it's only going to get better, both from the president's office, and he sees the value of research, and particularly, I think, a guy that comes from a research background and an agriculture background, he sees what that can do not only for the university, but also for the people that we serve all across the state. And this is an agricultural state, and we are serving all the people of the state, so that collaboration across agriculture, across vet medicine, across biology, across, you know, our social sciences, our business folks, all the way across the university, and really looking at how what we do at K-State impacts people's lives.
Hsu explains one of the institutes that was established at K-State to support a necessity.
The new water institute that's, you know, for the whole state of Kansas, that's bringing in, you know, folks in at KU and folks in the state, folks in the Department of Water, you know, across the entire state to work on using the resources that we have, the people, the networks that we have to look at water in all the different ways that we're going to need to. Because it's not going to be one silver bullet that's going to fix the needs that we have. You know, it's all the way from people that are looking at how do we put just the right amount of water, where we want it, when we want it, how do we get water that we don't want, you know, out of our fields, how do we make sure that the quality of water that we have in our municipal cities is good, high quality to drinking water as well.
There's research that she is especially interested in for 2024.
I think other kind of areas that I'm really excited about is value-added agriculture, and particularly in food. And whether we're talking about human food, plant and animal, so dairy is coming online, and that's a great and growing area. The opportunity for K-State with some of their new facilities to really be responsive to folks in animal agriculture, folks in plant agriculture as well, in some of those facilities being at a level that the students that are coming through and that we're training are going to be really useful as they get out into industry as well.
That was Director of Research for K-State Research and Extension, Jane Hsu, on work that has or will be taking place at the university to benefit agriculture and its people. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Begin your new year with a new career at Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. You cannot beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour with a $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift. 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, all-inclusive medical plan, paid time off and paid holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or call 785-562-5381 for more information. Landall Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Can you remember your New Year's resolution from last year? It's all about the short shelf life of our good intentions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 29th, the 363rd day of the year. Actors John Voight, Ted Danson, and Jude Law were all born on this day. Here are some sobering news about New Year's resolutions. People who study such things say that you probably won't maintain a resolution more than a few months. Researchers have found that at least a quarter of us will have broken our resolution by the first week of January, and more than half will have forgotten it by mid-year. Still, it's better to have a goal than none at all. Resolvers are 10 times more likely to attain goals than non-resolvers. The best advice? Keep your goals realistic and achievable. It's better to revise them upward later than be discouraged by early failure. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 28 degrees this hour. Seasonal highs in the low to mid 40s on tap today. Tomorrow into your weekend, the final weekend of 2023.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back underway with some of the holidays as we get into 2024 here in just a few days with the number 2 Kansas Jayhawks back underway with tip-off against the Wichita State Shockers tomorrow on Saturday with tip-off at 3 p.m. It's been a week since the Jayhawks have been in action after Friday's game last week before the Christmas holiday as they took on Yale, winning 75-60. Kansas is at home for their first two games here before heading on the road with their game tomorrow in Manhattan against Wichita State. Next Saturday, they're taking on TCU on Saturday again at home with tip-off at 1 p.m. before heading on the road against UCF. For Kansas State fans, you have to wait just a little bit longer with their first game back after the holidays on Tuesday next week for 2024 as they're back at home in Lawrence to take on Chicago State. They wrapped up their 2023 season against Wichita State, winning 69-60 on Thursday before Christmas. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags, to activity monitors. Innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's Vice President of Precision Animal Health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
KNDY.
Morning when you came in, you always had a line to change my mind, so I guess you thought I'd just let you break my heart. given me. You've got one for every story you tell. I've seen it all, and I'm not gonna fall for those make believe tears. So, darling, I will try. But I will.